There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Or just passing through. This is probably the best and safest, most efficient fashion for travel up and down the entire East Coast from Boston to Miami.
Are you riding this morning, Mr. Mayor?
I'm not riding this morning. I actually don't have any business in New York City today. I'm in Philadelphia today. But if I needed to go to New York today, I'd be on this train.
All right, that's the mayor of Philadelphia, Michael Nutter, saying it's totally safe and come on down. People are riding through every single day. But the infrastructure around us is crumbling, my friends. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Look around in your own neck of the woods and how many bridges are you going over that you're worried about whether or not it's reinforced, or perhaps it's starting to stretch a little bit. I guess it depends where you're listening to me. If you're in perhaps the West or the Southwest, maybe it's not quite as old, although certainly there could be bridges that are old, and there could be other points, railroad tracks and stuff that need to be reworked. But we got a serious problem, and it's one we already know. I mean, this is not a big bad secret. It's not an ugly secret that was exposed, but it's one that is lying in wait for us. And you just might be the unlucky person, like the people in Minnesota when they had the bridge collapse. Remember, in Minnesota, those people weren't thinking, hey, this is just a normal day, and I'm going to plunge to my death. It was awful. You know, it's been, would you believe, 7 years since that happened. 13 people died, 145 other people were injured, and some of them injured pretty badly. It was the height of the rush hour when that happened. And that I-35 Mississippi River Bridge, 8-lane steel truss with a bridge, an arch bridge that went across the St. Anthony. And boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what, frightening sight to see there. We have a few examples of things that have happened, but that, perhaps because it's still in recent memory, it was the most frightening word. Suddenly collapsed, just all of a sudden. Somebody else crosses over the bridge. If they had been 10 seconds slower, they're dead. And what did the National Transportation Safety Board say then? A design flaw that probably caused the collapse. That there was a too-thin gusset plate that was along, I'll never forget this, that was along a line of rivets. And that additional weight on the bridge at the time of the collapse contributed to that catastrophic failure. The St. Anthony Falls Bridge. And it opened in September of 2008 after it collapsed in 2007. I mean, they worked on that tirelessly to get that up and going because of what a hassle it was for people commuting. It couldn't have been at a worse time, and it couldn't have been a more important span that people really, really needed. So they say what happened was there was the boom during the 1970s, and then the shift was toward inspection and maintenance. So that's where some of the problem lie. But it was a terrible, terrible day for the people in Minnesota. And again, it was just one of those life moments. You're not thinking about this. You're going on, you're doing what you have to do, and you're not thinking about the bridge that you constantly travel over collapsing all of a sudden, and you're on the bridge when that happens. Same thing with the whole Amtrak thing. So every day people get on the Amtrak, no big deal. Woohoo, it's great. I'm in Washington. I'm going to be home soon. I'm going through Philly or I'm going all the way to New York. And it's a piece of cake. Might walk down to the food car and grab something to drink or something to eat. But I know I'll be home in a decent hour. Nobody was home at a decent hour when that thing went down. And then there were cries that somebody had hit the windshield and the projectile might have affected it. Now there's, of course, lawsuits, and that's not a shocker. You would have lawsuits that would be filed after this. And you can't bring back the people who were killed. So you hear the mayor there trying to, he's doing what you have to do. Hey, listen, this thing is great. Keep taking Amtrak. This is a safe way of transportation. And the FBI examined that train, and they found no evidence that damage to the windshield was caused by a firearm. So they're ruling that out. And it's still a question of, well, what does the engineer have to say? Why did all of a sudden this speed up this train and go through the curve, and there was nothing to stop it because of a piece of equipment it could have had that would have stopped it was not installed? Not installed. If it was there, then that would have nixed it because it would have slowed the train down. It would have gone 50, 60, 70, whatever, miles an hour. So we haven't heard the last of that. They obviously, Amtrak announced they put the system in, so they put that braking system in. But it's pretty horrible to look at those trains. It looked like from far away a kid had taken the train off a track like at Christmas time and threw it down and smashed it. Ugh, awful. Sharia law and the discussion over Sharia law coming to this country, which is wild to me. How in the United States of America could you have the barbaric Sharia law? But the Idaho legislature approved the federally mandated child support rules Monday. That undid a rejection that had jeopardized their involvement in an international treaty and threatened to collapse kind of their payment system. Now, this goes on from here, and I'll explain. Because of the rejection last month by one vote on the last day of the session over fears that it could subject U.S. courts to rulings made elsewhere under Islamic Sharia law. It's part of that whole international thing to make it easier for parents to get money. There are about 150,000 active international cases involving $600 million annually. So the Republican governor called a special session to address it and drafted a compromise measure 2 weeks before they were due back in Boise. So there was a moment of sweating it out because this bill, the legislators passed this bill that was basically nixed over Sharia law. And these are the kind of things that we're going to see that we're wrestling with more and more. Hang with us. Coming up next, a conversation with Jan Bruce about reducing your stress through an app. It's true. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's Your Business here on America Tonight. Really excited about our next guest, because who is not dealing with stress in some way? Jan Bruce is with us. She's a stress expert and the CEO and co-founder of Mequilibrium. I love that. It's an app, check this out, that digitally coaches users to help dial down your stress level. And don't we all like to have our stress down so you can focus on the things that you're doing or the things that you love or whatever it is that's nipping at your heels, that's causing that stress, frankly, to eat you up. I love it. In the world of technology and apps, this is, I think, such an interesting marriage. Jan, thanks for popping on with us.
Sure. It's my pleasure.
So tell me about the development of this app and how it came about.
Sure. And, about 4 years ago, I had this epiphany that I like to call stress is the new fat. And what I saw is that stress is a very funny thing. We can get addicted to it. We can get, just like we get addicted to sugar and salt and junk foods, we can get addicted to the constant overwhelming media, 24/7 online connectivity, all the work we do all the time. And like, you know, getting addicted in a food sense, it can creep up to us and become, overwhelming to us. So stress is the new fat. And I started thinking, looking around for what are the best ways to help people with stress, because like food, you have to, engage in stressful things, like you have to eat all the time. Resilience is something that proved to be the antidote to stress, a very effective way to help people dial up their coping skills so they could manage their stressors. And we basically, with Equilibrium, automated it, or made a digital coaching solution in an app and a web platform that helps you improve your coping skills so you can cope with your stress better.
So give us an example of how, what it would do that we could cope with our coping skills.
Well,
we would be able to tap in.
One of the things that I love about the theory of resilience is we help people become better able to control their thoughts and their emotions, because so many times our stress comes from our thoughts about what's going on. You know, you call me up, here's an example, you call me up and you say, oh, I'm a total failure, I missed the bus, I didn't get to that big meeting, I'm not going to get promoted, I'm not going to be successful, no one's going to love me. And I say, silly girl, the only thing that happened is you missed the bus. It's all in your head. And so part of what we do is help people recognize with our emotion tracking, app that sometimes you're feeling some way, but the thoughts under the surface may tell a different, may tell a story. The reality of the situation is it's just not warranted. And we help turn those situations around so they can start feeling much more positive about that.
Yeah. So you start to talk about this, you start to tell people about it. What's the reaction that you get?
Well, people, when I walk into a room and say this is, this can help people with the dial down their stress and put their life, get back in control of their lives, people are like, I want that. And the thing is, when you start to get in touch with your thoughts and your feelings and start to really have a better sense of understanding what you should be stressed about and what you shouldn't be stressed about, everything is possible. So, this app is kind of like a coach in your pocket or in your laptop that can, the more you, work with it, we can really help people, dial up their resilience. And you can actually see your progress because we can show you how certain, scores and, via quizzes and scores, you can see if you're getting better and better. Now, employers love this because it's, so many employers were spending so much time on, wellness benefits and stuff, but really the people who do those things are people who are going to do them anyway. This is something that can help people, deal with all those feelings of being out of control with work and home and family balance and really get their head back in the game.
Yeah, what about healthcare companies? I would imagine they would love to see those metrics.
Absolutely. I mean, resilience is actually something that can help people do a better job of taking care of themselves.
Yeah,
and stress stress is a huge source of so many chronic diseases.
Well, yeah, that's for sure. No question about that. We're speaking with Jan Bruce, stress expert, CEO, co-founder of Meequilibrium. How'd you come up with the name? Because, it's all about, when you put an app out there and we live in the world of apps, you got to come up with something people remember. I like the name. How did you come up with it?
Thank you. We did a lot of research into what people think about stress and other unhealthy behaviors, or even diseases. And what we saw was that the convention about stress, like so many other things, is to take a pill or do something to make it go away. But the reality is that that you can't banish it. Stress is a healthy part of a normal life. What you need to do is learn how to constantly calibrate and recalibrate how you're doing compared to all of the stressors in your life so that you can be in control as opposed to it control you. So that kind of gaining your equilibrium again and again was what led us to Meequilibrium.
Yeah, I love
and
it.
Today,
Meequilibrium.
Our platform is very effective, and works both for individuals and for companies.
Yeah. So Boston is where you are. Why Boston?
Well, Boston's a great city to build something like this. There's a lot of technology, but also a lot of the roots of alternative medicine and mind-body medicine are in Boston. A lot of, great psychology, cognitive behavioral therapy was started here. So it's great. I mean, except for when it's, when it's snowing for six or 8 weeks in a row. That was pretty
stressful. I bet that was stressful. Then you needed the Meequilibrium app for sure to dial it down a notch. So also because, of course, when you start a company and you see and things start to roll, it means that you've got the potential for hiring people. And I can imagine that's probably what you're in the process of. Am I right?
That is true. We are growing fast. And if there are smart people that want to work with us, we'd love to hear about you. We're on a roll. Our business, as I said, stress is the new fat and resilience is the true antidote. It mitigates stress symptoms and it helps people be more effective and in control of their lives. And, we're always looking for great talent, technology, psychology, data. Marketing.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, so if somebody wants to hook into Meequilibrium, how do they do that?
Well, you can start by looking at Meequilibrium.com. And you'll see pretty quickly how to download the app. And the app is for subscribers. And you can get all of this on our website. We also have a book out, which is called 14 Days to Cooler, Calmer, and Happier. Who doesn't want that, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, 14 days, let's stop you there. 14 days, so that's better than 21 days. I say 21 days is a habit. So give us a couple of the things that you talk about.
Well, it's interesting. The book is really, a distillation of some of the key concepts that we teach you at Meequilibrium and helps you kind of go back and take your time to try these on for yourself again and again and again, and you can have it, next to your bed. But the digital coaching application, which is our main product, as you said, works like a coach in your pocket. And if you use it, you will get more in touch.
All right, I love it. Jan Bruce, thanks so much for popping on America Tonight. You have a good one.
Thank you so much.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment to moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah, an earthquake in Dallas, 3.3 magnitude. I was in a very tall building when the earth shook. And you know what? I had no idea. Somebody came running up to me and said, do you know that there was an earthquake? And then my buddy, who was taking video of me, Chris G, said, there was an earthquake. Did you get that text? There was an earthquake. 3.3 magnitude. Nothing like those poor, you could hear it there, nothing like those poor people in Nepal. The difference between 3.3 and 7.8, it is miles, my friends. I mean miles. It still is pretty frightening that there have been all these earthquakes. And what is it as a result of? Some are saying the whole fracking thing. But, you know, some people said they could feel it. No injuries, damage, a little bit of shaking, but 3.1. You never know, right? The day I'm in the tall building, the earth shook. Let's go to Grim, who's hanging with us on the phones. You can throw in your two cents. We've been talking about a plethora of things, including biker gangs and how real they are. They're for real, my friends. If you watch Sons of Anarchy at all, yeah, just it mirrors that, maybe even worse. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Hey, Grim, what's shaking in your world?
The Grim. Oh, hey, Kate.
You're so funny.
Well, you know, it's just one of them tunes that kind of gets stuck in your head, you know.
It does.
You know, first, I hope you got what I sent you.
You know what? I just did. Thank you. Those patches were awesome.
Okay.
And the rest.
Yeah. It's going to take you a while to go through it.
Cause I know. I know. But
bags is quite a bit of info.
It is. But it was cool. I am so psyched that you sent that. I just got it. So the timing was good.
Well, see, that's part of the problem. You just got done with your stress, and I was talking to Patrick about it, and I can verify this. Try 7 years of being out and away from the 148 character world. That'd get rid of a lot of it.
You know what? You're absolutely right. We are so controlled by our devices, and she did make that comment there. There, it's so true. But of course, that's an app. But you're constantly a stress app. But you're constantly looking down on that phone. I can't tell you, and you can tell the people that really have it badly because they're only half listening to you. When you go somewhere, they're half listening to you, and they're worried their phone's going off or they're seeing a message or whatever, and that then they're totally controlled by the device. Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, it's a good thing she's doing because, like you say, and it's great because of the urban people, they have to survive off of that. And what I dread is they're making this a survival tool, and it's supposed to be an educational tool. You know, it really is.
Right.
Entertainment and luxury is totally different. Beast of its own, you know. Don't really want to go into that. But
right, but I agree.
You know, they started this with TV. You figure they would have, you know, got the lesson from the first time around, but oh well. But nah, about Bush last night, which I was hoping to time in on, because you're going to see more of what I'm talking about. None of the candidates are going to do what I sent you, and that's the key thing. They're all one word character bites and they won't spell out their message and
right.
And this is part of why I put what I put together. But Bush is holding out. This is my belief now. Bush is holding out until everybody gets downgraded to the point he'll wait to the last minute to step in and everybody say, "Oh, Bush."
Right. So, in other words, the groundswell that I was talking about, it's cool. Everybody throws it in the beginning because they want to get their little piece, get some attention. But as long as it whittles down, then you're left with who? He waits till the end. Boom. He jumps in. He's already a presumed candidate. And he's got the money and the legacy and the backing. He's like Mitt Romney. How did Mitt Romney, I'm sorry, how did he end up getting the nomination?
Well, a big part of it is those that should have stood up for Kate.
Oh, no.
Yeah. After she won the Iowa caucus,
yeah.
Nobody out there wanted to back her. They would all talk. It was a brief moment in the air, and then afterwards, and here's the thing. And you had a guest speaker on last night. This is something else I want to talk about. That she's fighting for the moral high ground in her politics. And who is that big beast out there that the guy was telling you the other night to worry about? They're coming back.
Yeah.
I believe, just like you and I think, there's 300 million Americans, but only 300,000 put Obama in office. That's our problem.
Right.
And the electoral
college is I absolutely agree with you. It served its purpose. Its purpose is not. It's not working.
No. Especially when, like I said, I saw that interview, and it was a young college kid that just got out of high school, and, you know, they asked him, well, what do you think of the candidates? Which is the normal question that a journalist should ask right off the bat.
Right.
And he says, I really don't know anything about them. I'm more worried about, you know, getting my college loans paid for.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, because, yeah, a lot of people don't know. They get a lot of tribute money from all these candidates that are running.
Right. And that makes a difference.
And to me, it should be illegal what they do for the electorates.
Yeah, I agree. It totally needs to be re-racked. Absolutely. I mean, let's get a fair voting system. We're not in a banana republic. I don't get it.
Well, that's the only vote. That's the only vote, like you say, and I say. That's the only vote that goes that way is the presidential vote.
Absolutely. So don't think you shouldn't vote locally, statewide, any of that, because the people that you put in Congress, you can have an effect on that with your vote. You cannot with as much with the presidential because of the college, because of the electoral college.
Yep. And I foresee something being done about it eventually.
Yeah, and there's a push for that. I mean, there's a push for the popular vote and to ditch the Electoral College and do it that way and just totally weight it that way, and that's it. But it's not a big enough, there's not a big enough movement for it, but there are definitely people pushing it.
Well, yeah, I'm pushing it.
Yeah, I am too. I agree with you. I'm all about it. Absolutely. You know, get the word out. Spread the word. This is what we want. We live in the United States of America. I mean, and hey, fair and square. So if you had the vote like that and Jeb Bush won, well, then he wins.
Exactly, because that's the will of the people.
That's the will of the people. Let's have the will of the people like it used to be. And you might not agree with what it is, the majority rules, but everybody has the fair chance to vote.
Exactly. See, the thing is, the electorate was honorable when you had people like Daniel Boone, Davy Crockett, and, you know, they walked into the local taverns where everybody in the county or five counties or whatever the district was would meet, and, you know, they all said, I want him, and then he walked all the way to D.C. and said, well, this is what we want.
Right.
And they didn't lie.
Right. Right.
Honor.
Honor was different then.
Yeah, honor's been taken over by money or possession of power or some other form.
Right.
Now, I ain't saying all electorates are that bad, but...
But a lot are, and so the majority, in that case, the majority are, and that's the problem.
It don't take but a few, right?
Right. It doesn't take but a few, exactly. That's a great way to say it. And that's where it tilts in a different direction.
Yeah. And our, the rest of our Constitution is fine and dandy. There's nothing that needs to be fixed about it, as far as I'm concerned. That's the only aspect.
I agree, but it's a big one.
Yes, it's the major one.
So we can't ignore it. Absolutely. Well, we just solved that problem, Grim. Does anyone else agree?
I'm a praying. Dan will be on.
Sure,
Dan's going to chime in. And Jack, just remember that when you get here, fight for it.
Yeah, exactly. Fight for the vote. Let the will of the people, thanks, Grim, let the will of the people be heard. And if you don't agree with it, okay, that's okay. I mean, it's okay that you don't agree with the way the vote happens, meaning you don't agree that you think people are idiots because how could they vote for that person or whatever, but you know it's legit. I'll tell you, at least living in the United States, I've said this before, but I've been in a third world country when they're stuffing the ballot box and there's guys with machine guns and it's frightening because, you know, no one's going to challenge that. Sure, that's the way you want us to go? Yeah. That's what we're doing. And we're not really stuffing the ballot box. We're just putting the vote in a, you know, we're just putting our vote in here in a certain direction. And if you don't like it, you're going to change it and take it out. Yeah, we don't want to live like that. But we could get rid of the Electoral College. What say you, America, if you want to throw down on this one? You can. 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few. We'll be right back.
know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Stations across the U.S. every single day. I'm telling you, I hear it. I hear it at least a couple of times a day. And I'm a rocker person, so I guess I like all kinds of music. I was sad about B.B. King. I think I mentioned this, that I had seen him in concert twice, and I'm glad that I got a chance to see him in concert, because truly it was a memorable experience when I saw B.B. King, especially the one time I saw him. It was connected to the Super Bowl, and it was in Florida, and I thought he was just phenomenal. And I mean, what an incredible artist he was. But anyway, as far as rock music goes, I mean, you hear that, how many times you hear that song? A ton of times. a ton of times Barracuda. And I'm sure there's an interesting story perhaps behind those lyrics. So here we find ourselves once again making that final turn, for this hour anyway, of America Tonight. And heavy on the minds of a lot of people is the chaoticness of what happened in Texas. And Texas lately on the map for a couple of violent things. You know, a couple of weeks ago, the shooting, the two jihadists, I'm going to call them, who decided that they were going to open fire on a bunch of people that were at an event in a place called Garland, Texas, that is very close to Dallas, Texas. And the event was a Prophet Muhammad cartoon drawing thing. And then there was arguments over whether the organizer, Pam Geller, was an idiot and was drawing attention where she shouldn't have drew attention to it, which I don't know that I really agree with that. I mean, whatever. But the bottom line is those two were revved up, and the FBI knew it. So they certainly alerted the local cops that, hey, these two guys, there's a chance you may see them pop up. Sure enough, they did pop up, and a traffic cop gunned them down. Then you have an hour and a half outside of Dallas, this biker incident where you have two rival gangs. Again, law enforcement, I'll just put that group tag on them, knowing, yeah, there's problems here. That's why we're circling around, surveying the land around Twin Peaks and letting our presence be known, because we're not going to sneak around. We're cops. We're here, just so you know. But that wasn't a dissuading factor at all. It just goes to show you. I mean, how deadly are they when they not only are equipped with everything that could kill you instantaneously or certainly wound you badly, not at all fearful of the police being in the area, not worried that, yeah, we're going to get arrested or some people are going to die. Nope, just flat out going for it and in a brutal clash. I mean, notorious biker gangs. Well organized. Ties to organized crime. All kinds of things. So, not the kind of biker motorcycle club that your buddy down the street is involved in. I think, depending on where you live, I suppose, as I say that, the Bandidos Motorcycle Club, the Hell's Angels, Motorcycle Club. Any of these ring a bell? And they say that, of course, production and distribution of meth, coke, hash, heroin, LSD, ecstasy, PCP, that's all part of this. I mean, the Hell's Angels, I didn't realize this. The Department of Justice was asked this question, and they say, oh, yeah, they have over 230 chapters in the U.S. And guess what? 26 other countries. So this group, founded in the 40s, says its average member rides over 12,000 miles a year. I mean, so how about that? So when they have these requirements, and as someone said to me, every charter is different. But what they say on the Hell's Angels website is, if you have to ask where the nearest charter is, then you're not ready to join our motorcycle club. You're not ready to do it. So it's interesting, the different the different groups and what they do. And, I mean, these are outlaw motorcycle clubs, right? They also say that, it depends on what club you're talking about, but kidnapping, prostitution, murder, all that stuff. In fact, there is a motorcycle club called the Outlaws Motorcycle Club, and they fall into that category. And, you know, they say basically snitching is a dying breed. So anyone telling anything about the club, I mean, they're pretty much gone. The Bandidos have members not just in the United States, but 13 other countries. And they're a criminal threat. Coke, marijuana, all that kind of stuff. That's part of what, you know, what they do. So this is what was happening. that they were worried about in Texas. These clubs and the Cossacks and the Bandidos and how they ended up from fisticuffs to death. 9 people dead and all those other people injured and scores of bikers in prison. As they try to sort it out, processing them. You know, I was looking at the mugshots and you just have to hit go and hundreds of mugshots are passing you by, or almost 200. Pretty crazy stuff. So as we look at another layer, the Lone Star State is front and center for the attention, this time on the gangs, not on the jihadists like we had just a couple of weeks before that. Coincidental, big state, happened to be two different things that make you raise your eyebrows violence-wise, but completely unrelated, except for that they happened a couple of weeks apart. And I love that, listen, Twin Peaks, who was inviting the bikers to come in, because of course that was business. I mean, how many, with hundreds of bikers coming in, they were filling the place to the rafters. They were selling beer. They were selling liquor. They were selling food. They were selling the atmosphere. But I wonder if they really knew or had a feeling that, geez, you know, I don't know, this has a bad kind of juju going on here. It feels like something could break out. How can we shut this down? Well, the answer is we can't shut it down if you're inviting them in to your den week in and week out. And then it goes wrong. It's too late. So it leads to the shootout. It leads to 170 people charged in that brawl. And how do they sort this out? That's, you know, how are they going to sort it out? I think they have a hard time doing that. I think they have a very hard time sorting it out. I really do. By the way, this is a follow-up to a story we did the other day, the Osprey aircraft. They say the Pentagon is not doing away with that aircraft, even though there's been, you know, that kind of helicopter, even though there's been some complaints about it in the past. They're trying to figure out what caused that fatal crash of the Osprey, and this was just a training exercise in Oahu in Hawaii over the weekend, but it certainly raises a red flag about, shoo, are these things really safe? You know, took off from a Navy ship 100 miles off shore. It was flying to Oahu to drop off Marines who were going to train on land. That's not a good feeling when the thing crashes. I mean, a hard landing? Ugh. They didn't plan on landing on the ground that way, I don't think, so freeze. They say they're not gonna ground the fleet. They're not gonna do it. They say it's what we have now, it's fine. It's fine? I don't know about fine. You're fine. Thanks for listening to this edition of America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.